My name is John, and my name is John, and we ain't turning right all podcast long. Whoa, we're going left and straight. Whoa, the podcast is great. Whoa, cruising around LA, picking up friends on the way. Well, John is my friend, and now you are my friend, and we're doing it up, and then we do it all again. Whoa, two Johns don't make a ride.
Ooh.
Hey,
what's up? Yep, a ride's right here. No, you're up here. Okay.
I have some returns to make if we...
You brought a tag. Oh, we love it. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a busy mom, you know. I have to get...
A mom on the go.
Of course, we're running errands. This is so great. Let's run errands. Okay.
Okay, you go.
Ladies and gentlemen. have you heard about this, John? People are talking about the podcast. People are saying that we're the oasis of podcasting.
Ooh.
Only we're not two hit-making assholes who can't get it right. We're two left-making assholes who simply can't turn right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's two Johns don't make a right. That rhyme was sent in by Nick F, who DM'd me on Instagram. That rhyme is beautifully stupid, and thank you very much.
I loved it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you, Nick F.
Emmy Award and Peabody Award winning This American Life contributing, producing. I'm Ira Glass. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, Jane Marie, on the podcast.
Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's me in the passenger seat.
Very nice to meet you.
Hi.
I'm the other John.
You're tall John. Why do they call you that?
No reason.
Okay.
Not to spoil this. There we go.
That's we're going left. Hey.
That's
okay, we're not
going to
dox where we are, but no. We're going left on a hill.
We're going left on a hill. I think I can do one of my errands for sure, but I don't know if we can do the other one.
Because it's too many, right?
I don't know.
Can be avoided. We could just turn left as the rights go, but sometimes that takes the time.
I looked at a map, and I was like, this will be really complicated. But the box has to go to a Staples.
Yeah.
And that we can do just with
the left. Staples on San Fernando.
Yeah. Yep. That's what we need to do. Yeah.
Okay, great.
That'll be easy from here, because we'll just go down to Fletcher. We'll take a left.
Okay, so we're on left on Rowena. We can...
Yeah.
Let's just say left on Rowena. We can talk about this. We are in...
one of those guys?
We're on the side of Silver Lake.
Okay, Tall John.
Yeah.
That drives me absolutely fucking nuts.
I'm sorry.
What you just did.
Tall
did
John, just
that?
What did you step on the gas for so hard?
I used a suicide lane
to merge.
Oh, but there wasn't
sorry,
a car.
I won't do any more of that.
Wait. You call it the suicide lane, John? Is that some Palm Springs thing? He's from Palm Springs.
Oh, it must be a Palm Springs.
In Palm Springs, we fly by the seat of our pants. We were turning left onto a busy street. I won't dox us. And there's no light, so you gotta kind of do some...
You squeeze in where you can.
Squeeze in where you can.
And just try not to kill any children, because we're outside of an elementary school.
I did not kill one child.
Okay.
No child.
I hate when people do that. I hate when people
kill children?
Pull into the lane next to me, because it just looks like they're pulling into your lane and that they're stupid.
Yeah.
You never know how smart... You have to overcorrect.
Not everyone is as smart as
how dumb
John.
Are.
Well, it's not smart. It's adventurous and
aggressive.
We have an agenda. We got to get places.
Yeah,
I'd still be sitting
there. Have a schedule to be on.
If I was waiting for both ways to be clear, we'd be there all day.
Look, Jane's a busy mom, so the Johns are busy moms. Look.
All right,
you get an hour in the life.
This is an hour in the life of a busy mom in LA, living her life, running a company, little everywhere.
That's me.
I love it.
Doing a podcast, The Dream, one of the best podcasts and great.
Thank you.
Essential podcast journalism as well.
Does anyone want to pay
both seasons
for it?
Of the Dream.
Does anyone want to make me any... Do you know that show makes $0 and zero cents?
Everybody listen to
that
this.
Makes
it's
zero
a podcast
sense.
with actual... One of the ones with actual work put into it other than two Johns. Not like...
Oh, this is work.
This is work.
You saw that turn. That
Nolan
was
does all the work, and Harry Wallner, shout out to Harry Wallner, does all the listening. We got a shout out to Jason Manzoukas, does all the listening.
Hi, Jason.
And
Jason, say hi.
Say hi, Jason. Say hi to me. Remember me? Oh, okay. You got to come on my new podcast, Jason.
Yeah, Jason.
Because John did it already.
Talk about your new podcast.
Oh, my new podcast is called Dear Jane Marie, and it's an advice show. One time, Jason and I did give advice on a show on my Tinder podcast. Remember when I did the Tinder podcast?
I do.
Yep. That was a long time ago.
We've known each other since New York, though. Oh. I knew you just a little bit in New York.
I'm not that old, am I?
I'd met you. New York has been there forever. You can be young and be from New York. It's totally cool. It's totally
New York is timeless.
There are children in New York right now.
Are you like, do you forget how old you are?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah.
I look at the mirror, I'm like, damn.
It doesn't happen to me in the mirror.
I look in the mirror, I'm like, damn.
In the mirror, I'm getting like the opposite message. Like,
look, you look
you're
great.
32. You're still 32.
You look great. Yeah.
Thanks.
My Same brain, more. I think,
just kidding.
I think my brain, I've never felt better, you know, I'm in the best shape of my life.
Uh-huh.
I really do work out. I learned how to work out, you know, in my 30s. I'm in my 40s now. I am in great shape, and I could kick a kid's ass.
But you're still in your 40s.
Is it? I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. Life, so, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. My dick doesn't work.
Can you still sprint?
No. Well, I mean, I don't sprint.
Well, let's say you had to.
Yeah,
let's say there was a mugging there, and you're going to go stop it. Could you
sprint?
Well,
the motivation of not being killed is pretty big, so
right.
I think that I could sprint. I could run a pretty good, you know, 4:40, like they do in the combine. Ladies and gentlemen, why am I saying that? Jane, what's up? How's your weekend? Mm. Did you see Dune 2? Or
no, I'm moving in 4 days, which is 3 days before my book comes out, which... That is the same day that I have to go to New York and be on The Daily Show.
Fuck yeah! What? Oh. With Jon Stewart. That's the way to do it.
No, he only does Mondays, I think.
Fuck that. Not with Jon Stewart. That's the way to do it.
That whole crew is great,
no matter who you get.
I love all of them.
Congratulations. That's
Thank
great.
You.
Congratulations on your book, and your book is The Dream as well.
It's called Selling the Dream.
Selling the Dream.
Yeah, and it's about all the wild characters that created this pyramid scheme industry called multi-level marketing. It has footnotes, a bibliography, you know? It has an index. Yeah. I wrote a book with an index.
Nice.
Nice.
So that feels weird, but you know what's cool for listeners? There's an audiobook too, and I'm reading it. You get to hear this annoying voice reading the audiobook.
It's like a whole nother thing,
so that it'll be like a whole nother season of The Dream, sort of.
That rules.
With my voice in your ear holes.
So what would you say are the three top MLMs that still exist? They're in our face all the time.
In our face? I don't know. Herbalife, but it's not really an MLM anymore because they got in trouble.
And they had to start making a product.
But we'll see an Herbalife store on this drive.
We will?
Yes, because these people set up, they're called like nutrition clubs or whatever. Do you ever see stores
Wait, do you have to make a stop
like...
at Herb? What if you fell for all these games at the same time as
Well, I have, I, okay, because look, they're always painted green because Herbalife, that's the color.
Sure.
So they're very easily confused with weed stores.
Herbalife.
And I've thought at times like, oh, a new weed store, but then I look closer and it's an Herbalife store. And usually they have the windows all covered up from the inside. You guys know what I'm talking about. You've seen these nutrition clubs before, so if we see one, I'll point it out. That's a big one. Amway's still really big. The one people are mostly talking about right now is LuLaRoe.
LuLaRoe, I watched a documentary on that, right? That was the LuLaRoe documentary.
That wasn't the one no one watched.
Okay. Yeah. And LuLaRoe is what? What is it again?
It's like stretchy clothing for ladies.
Like stretchy.
Yeah, like yoga.
A lot of people are doing that, right? Skims?
No. It's not. That's body shapewear. That's like shapewear.
Okay.
No, this is like loosey-goosey leggings and dresses and t-shirts and flowy and stretchy, buttery soft cotton. Yeah.
It's Ojai Lady.
They're doing that for men now, too, by the way.
Really?
I bought some jeans that aren't like that kind of stretchy, but they're stretchier. They fit great.
Yeah, and they feel great.
But every Instagram story ad I get is an ad for stretchable pants.
Yes.
Let me just say.
I'm like, and I fall for it.
I don't like this.
The Uniqlo ones are cute for men.
Which?
Uniqlo makes a stretchy
pant. No, that's where I get a lot of socks and underwear.
Good.
Go by Uniqlo.
You need stretchy underwear.
Glendale Galleria, Uniqlo. We're on. We're crossing San Fernando.
I caught that one.
We're right by Sex Store Romantics.
I always wonder about Romantics. Too bad we can't take a right and go in there. But
you guys, like, I'm looking around like I don't know.
I always wonder. I feel like romantics.
It's a chain. Romantics with an X.
I think it exists just for people whose fetish is going shopping for adult stuff in public.
Right.
Like, that's the tamest fetish ever. Yeah.
I know.
Wait, no, there it is. Wait, let's get a pic. Let's get a pic of romantic.
Okay.
Well, slow down just a hair.
Don't take a right, though.
I'm not gonna.
Okay.
Ever.
What's this guy doing? This guy has the name of his company on his car. Just hanging out in the romantic parking lot.
There's nothing wrong with an adult video center. They're all over America.
What do you even buy, though? Are you buying a DVD?
No, it's a dildo store.
Yeah,
I mean,
they used to have porn, but like you're not
look,
buying.
Look, you buy lube.
Oh, Staples is coming right
Everybody
up.
Everybody needs lube.
Well, I'm going.
This is the Everybody Gym. I was in the Everybody Gym over COVID.
I don't need lube, for the record.
You don't need lube.
Nope.
Okay.
You
all
need good.
Staples.
All right. Yep. So you're talking about it's all good down
don't,
there.
Don't. You're going to have to take a right.
Oh, my God. No.
What's this?
By the way, we're turning left. We don't I don't know if you knew this, Jane. We don't turn right.
I know, that was painful.
All right,
let's go take these mailers back.
You need both of these packages?
No, just the box.
Okay, you have to tell us about these errands.
Okay.
I'm acting like it is.
This is a box of mailers from... for my book, but I ordered the wrong size.
Oh.
And I didn't realize it until I already had addressed one. So even though I bought 50 of them from Amazon, I'm only returning 49, but no one knows that.
No one's going to count?
Nope. No one will count. Even the person that ends up with them. But I've heard that people don't actually end up with things that...
Right, they just get thrown in a landfill.
Yeah, exactly.
And if they start counting, we'll just like, do like 31, 32, and like
yeah,
throw them
off. Yeah, just confuse them. Yeah. Here.
Jane, can I get a picture of you?
Yeah, where?
Next to Shaq.
I'm going to bring you up for your stand.
Shit. Great, thank you.
I think we go here.
It feels weird talking out loud in a stable.
It's not a lie, Barry.
Why is it like that?
Yeah, we can talk.
Like that, though.
Because it's, you know, everyone's quiet.
Because the music's really quiet, maybe.
So just to be clear, we're in the return section of Staples on San Fernando in Atwater Village.
If one of these people, meaning John's, could figure out how to get down to the FedEx Center on South San Fernando, not going to work.
Okay. Where is it?
It's the FedEx, like, shipping center where I picked up. I've only been there once to pick up tarantulas, baby tarantulas. Like, if you're mailing animals, that's where you have to go get them.
Oh. You have tarantula as a pet?
Yeah. I used to have two. One died because it's a boy. Did you know that boy tarantulas only live 5 years, but girls live 30?
Oh, do they get eaten?
Nope. So? They live alone. Are you just dropping off? Yes, I am just dropping off. I just need to make sure I have the correct label for you. Here. I took a picture of it. This is to show you.
I actually won't need those.
Do you have a bathroom by any chance?
Yes, all the way in the far right-hand side. It's the only door in the corner.
He's totally just going to go on the printer.
What is he doing?
He's going to the restroom.
Oh, okay.
Did you say it's on South San Fernando?
Yes. How are you going to get there taking... Oh, I know what you could do.
Well, I mean, you see how it drives.
Yeah.
This is north.
No, it's... here. FedEx. This is north? No, this is south. See? Look.
Oh, south of here.
Yeah, south of where we are now.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
we're up here, right? We're like right up here.
This is
okay, receipt should be pretty. Yeah,
this
shortening.
Will be no problem.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
That's great. You know why? Because I need to return those jeans because I got the wrong size.
Look, we turn left out of here.
Okay. Left.
Just do a U on one of those.
Great. Okay, awesome.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Run our way.
You're saving me so much time.
The problem is
getting in there.
We'll figure that out.
Just pull over to the side of the road, I'm pretty sure.
No. Listen, this is a
challenge. Do you do UEs a lot?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, okay. A lot of UEs.
I have a song that I wrote. Thank you so much. I have a song that I wrote about UEs that if we do one, I'll sing it to you while you're doing it. Because it's only...
We'll definitely do one now.
Okay. Well, I didn't write it. I wrote most... It's a... What do you call it when you make up new words for a song that already exists?
Weird
Al-ing? Yeah, Weird Al, this song.
I think we'll leave him here and see what he does. Like, all of his stuff is in the van.
Should we go look at a...
Yeah, we might.
Things? Let's go look at Post-it notes. They have a whole aisle.
There's some hot deals on Bounty paper towels.
That always was curious to me. That and this food stuff.
Yeah, it's like, I get some of this stuff, but why are they selling, like, cute floppy pens? Like, look at this.
There's a lot of food at Staples. Oh, that's cute, though. My kid would go nuts for that.
How old's your kid?
10.
That's a good age.
Yeah.
They have 5 and 2.5.
Oh, they finally get, like, tolerable around this age. Like, you know, like, you can talk to them.
Yes, no.
And they'll shut up when you say shut up. You
know?
I want to look through the posters.
He's getting an assortment.
Is he, like, what is he doing in there?
I don't think you want to know.
Oh, here we go. Look how big that post-it is.
That's not a post-it. That's a poster.
Well, anyway, it's cool. I like it. I like the dry erase post-it.
That's great.
I don't actually need it. And I'm moving. I'm trying to get rid of stuff. I'm not trying to... See, obviously, I'm making returns. I'm trying to pare down.
These are fun.
Oh, yeah. The thought bubble post-it.
Yeah.
That would come in handy. I use these all the time, actually, when I'm doing research. Research?
Really?
Research. Mm-hmm. When I'm writing books.
I thought only like accountants were like, sign here.
No, I have like a color system that I use for like, what if I want to quote something or if there's just a general idea.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's, you know what they're really used for though, right?
No.
The Bible.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you mean? Evangelicals really like to annotate their Bibles and stuff.
I mean, my mom uses a highlighter.
Yeah, but, you know, that kind of...
But this is the next generation.
This is the... Yeah, this,
this is...
Well,
where
actually, I remember kids doing this when I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, little... They would cut up the big pads and, like, make notes.
Wow.
I know.
Nerds.
Nerds. Yeah. What's, I mean, I just... All I... What I did was memorize it, you know? Why can't they do that?
Yeah. See?
You just memorize it, and then you don't need...
There he is.
We found him.
Did you fall in?
Do we... Sorry, yeah.
We did the return. Oh my gosh, look, 15% off only today.
We'll get some
post-its. Do you need anything? I don't need any post-its.
We got 15% off. We got a coupon here. We got a coupon situation. Hold on, can I take that picture of the coupon?
Yes. I don't need anything, though, and I'm trying to move.
I feel like we
stuff.
Have to get a group picture at Staples.
Do you want to offer it to that lady?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, maybe I can give it to her.
Excuse me?
Does anyone need a coupon?
Do you need a coupon?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well. Would you mind taking a picture?
You want to get a...
No, we want a picture of the three of us.
This is really going south.
Thank you.
We're just friends. And...
Love Staples.
Yeah.
It is. We don't get out much.
Where did you...
Yeah, let's get this in the background.
Okay, great.
As much in the background as possible.
It's just people are walking right there. Okay, hold on. Let me get another one. Oh, you guys look so good.
Oh,
thank you. So do you.
I'm doing a lot of the heavy lifting right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Perfect. Thank you.
That is your good deed of the day.
I just went to a parent-teacher conference and I had to take, I took the check-in sheet from the office to the teacher because he forgot to pick it up.
See?
Gonna be around all
That's
the time.
Good
yeah,
know.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. Okay, I think we figured out a way to get to where I need to go next.
Oh yeah.
Okay, great.
Good. I'm very resourceful.
Oh yeah, put that right back here.
Just make sure that's recorded.
It is. It's rolling.
It is.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Did you guys talk about me while you were in Staples?
We just made a few comments about what you could possibly be doing for so long.
Yeah, we do have
I peed. I was telling Tall John before this, I had to pee.
It's really gross. I don't want to hear about this shit.
I'm not going to pee in a bottle. Like, and Tall John actually offered,
hey, why don't you pee in the kind of like parking lot area of this thing, which is right across from an elementary school? And I was like, what is that? No.
I said Blair's. I was telling on Blair's. Blair's has a patio.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do I get out of this?
This guy's peeing on patios. I think that's... is that what libertarians are? They don't mind peeing?
I'm not a libertarian.
Are you a libertarian?
No.
He's a you little... He, likes to call he said he me. Liked Barbie. Like he was like, I like Barbie, but I like the macho, the mojo dojo stuff.
I did not say
right?
that.
Because he likes... He's more into...
I look like a maga. Joe Rogan I'm not a maga. Guy. You know? I'm not a Joe Rogan guy.
Well, I mean, none of this friends is with true. Him and you go shooting, don't you
none
shoot
None of this
with
is
him?
True, Jane. Not
is this
a, not
on
a
his
lick.
Podcast network?
What this is called projection.
Oh. Well, he hates Trump, but that's, you know, otherwise, he's one of these guys.
He won't hate him come November.
No, he's going to save the country. Guys, Trump is going to save the country. Let's get the vote out. I know Tall John loves Trump just from his Twitter.
You know, the only way I've been able to convince, like, family members to not vote for him is by making it sound like everyone in the government is exactly the same and they're all crooks and liars. So do the vote that I'm telling you to do, because it really doesn't matter. And that's worked a couple times.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah, really, they're all the same, right? They're all in bed with each other.
I draw
other,
a big
you know?
Boundary with that.
Because really there's not much else to talk about.
I was like raised with Rush Limbaugh stuff, so.
Oh.
I kind of just got the whole thing like inundated into my brain.
Yeah.
And I thought Rush Limbaugh, I think growing up, like I'd be in the car with my dad. It was always Rush Limbaugh no matter what. And I thought he was like fucking hilarious when I was a kid. I didn't know what
harm
what
he
was
causing.
I didn't know shit from Shinola, so I was just like, okay, whatever. I didn't know this was like part of a big thing to destroy the minds of America. But, you know, good broadcasting is good. What I'm trying to say is he had a few good apps, man. Some good bits on there.
Hey, he didn't judge our podcast.
He was high, right? The whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was addicted to black tar heroin and prostitutes, and I think alternately zoophilia, a little bit of zoophilia.
Is that why he yelled so much?
I think so. He's screaming.
Oh, crap. I should have brought my Goodwill stuff. Oh, no, but that's on the right. Never mind. That's on the right.
Well, we could get there.
Well, so is the FedEx, but, you know, we'll do another
we'll
one of those.
We'll figure it
fun...
out. I know, but for Goodwill, you have to pull up to the door because I have huge bags of stuff.
Wow. Okay, so Jane, this
anyway,
is your...
next time.
So what are your... So your errands are... Let's walk us through the
okay.
errands one more time.
The
you have Staples.
One...
Okay, so why don't walk us through your day as a busy mom?
Today was, you know, you wake up at 6:37, get the child ready for school, take the child to school, go to the studio, do an interview. Either I'm interviewing someone or someone's interviewing me, and then come home and write an article for Airmail, and send that off, and then search for some music clips, and then at 1 o'clock have an appointment with your psychiatrist from the car. While you wait outside your children's school to go in for student-led parent-teacher conference.
Student-led?
That my student...
Student-led?
...child didn't know about or know what time it was, and so I had to
now
use the
Now we have
phone.
To talk about candy.
I had to use the phone in the classroom and call the office and have them radio down to the playground to remind her of her student-led, and I was like, well, this is starting off great.
Tell me what student-led entails.
She walked me around and showed me her stuff that she's made, and like we sat down and did a tic-tac-toe.
Oh, I thought it was like come to order. I'm thinking it's
sitting here
like a big speech right. being made by like a
mother.
Of course, you know Principal Johnson. And,
yeah.
No, and then we sit down. The three
we
of
kids
me
have
and the
rights.
Teacher. Well, that is kind of part of it. Yeah, like where it's like, mom, you don't understand. There's a lot of mom, you don't understand going on, but. We sat down and the teacher said she talks in class too much, which is fine. I don't care about that at all, really. And
that's
that
also sexist.
And that she's good at everything
sexist,
else,
right?
So whatever. Yeah, that was the only criticism. Oh, and she doesn't read enough outside of school. But that's because she likes TV.
Yeah,
right.
You know?
TV is better.
TV is great.
TV is better than books.
I like books.
I'm listening to Barbara Streisand.
That's not reading.
Her
but
gigantic
yeah.
book. And I recommend, like, I listen to Flea's book too, and like anyone who reads their book, it's like you get nuance there. Like Barbara Streisand,
isn't the way she talks about shit
is fucking insane, and nobody is like that.
Right.
Like, it's like she strikes a tone that is so fucking hilarious.
I heard her on it's Fresh amazing. Air.
Really?
Day.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's she
just
doing?
Talking about her book, and it was funny. Right. It was really fun. You know what I heard on Fresh Air today was RuPaul talking about how he, when he was 11 years old, he would like steal a car from his, I think his parents or grandparents' garage or something in the middle of the night, and he was like 11 years old, and he would take it out and only turn right.
Wait,
what are the chances that I heard
is
that
happening? Wait, so RuPaul...
RuPaul didn't turn left because he was afraid of turning left.
Oh, because you have to go out into the street.
And
he's
so
smart.
He would just turn right and then end up back at the house when he was 11, and he taught himself to drive just turning right.
Amazing. Okay, this fucking Rolls Royce Phantom.
What
literally
are you
a
doing?
Rolls Royce just pulled out into the middle of the street. That was
in
insane.
The shittiest neighborhood.
Is that what privilege is? Where you just are like, I have a Rolls Royce. What are you going to do?
Everyone
hit my
stop.
Car?
Everyone stop.
Wow, another cool car right there. Jeez, what is this? Cool car day? Jeez.
Oh, no, that big truck.
Jeez.
That big truck up on, you know, that's jacked up, like a monster truck back there.
Yeah.
There's one of those on my block, and it's...
Sucks.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't say this. I wanted to tell you. Big... what is that?
Big
B12 together, B together,
B2,
B1 together.
B1 together.
Oh, right, that's what that license plate says.
B1 together. Wow, this person's probably one of those hippies.
But, okay, so the giant monster truck on my block, his says something like, this is my hybrid. Like...
It says that, this is my hybrid?
Something like that, you know.
Like on his license plate?
Yes.
Did you catch the fart van thing?
I'm going to hang some nuts off of his, what is it?
Yes,
the
truck nuts.
Truck nuts. I'm just going to sneak some truck nuts into his life.
So,
fart
John,
van.
We got a fart van. That's the license plate.
It brought me some joy. I always just forget about my license.
On this van?
Yeah, it's the fart van.
It says fart van?
The two John's van is the fart van. It's
my license
cannon.
Plate is
it's
fart
cannon.
Van.
I think
where
that's
we're going?
The FedEx right there.
So I want to go in that way. So I'll turn left here.
We're passing by Sotomayor.
Oh, wait, you're going to turn left here?
And then go up there and then come back down to go in there?
Oh, okay.
No?
I mean, that's fine. I would have probably gone left and then left and then left, like on a street. Oh, you're going to try to do a U-ey. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I was going to do, but...
It's not in there. It's
right,
in
it's there.
There.
But I can come down here... left and then swoop. Ah.
No,
you're right. All right, I gotta get back in the traffic.
Yeah, this
Oh, what a conundrum.
This is gonna be hard. Like I said, maybe. Now you're pissing people off.
I know. Well,
people are pissed. To the right here, this is a hipster church.
Is it?
Right here. This is like a weird Hillsong. It's Hillsong.
Which one?
And right there, it's like that like hidden place.
What?
And they have like hipsters. There's like hipsters.
Isn't that Bieber
thing? It's Bieber, I think, like renounced it, but was with them for a while, because the leader of it got canceled.
For what?
For
having affairs and being not a man
not
of
Christian
Christ.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. He died by the sword of Jesus, the Lion of Judah.
But there's like competing documentaries about him out there.
Okay.
I like this new world we live in since Firefest, where two documentaries coming out at the same time about the same exact thing is totally fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's a business model. Almost.
We call them docu-stretcheries because they're just stretched out.
Forever.
There's one plot point happens in every episode and the rest is just, like, weird relatives going, like, I think he was weird.
Why don't you around here somewhere.
What if I you it up in
no,
there?
No, you it and then take me into the part of the parking lot that you thought you were going to, just straight ahead.
Yeah?
And then I'll just walk around the fence.
You don't think there's any value to do a U-turn here, go up Avenue 33, and then down? Yeah.
No.
All right.
I don't think so.
I'm loving this book.
You're going to have to take a right.
I just want to say, I'm loving this directions content.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's a roundabout.
But this is...
Well, that's a roundabout with the one-way... Okay,
whatever.
No, I mean,
with my
Jane,
driving.
did we turn right?
No.
There you go. So that's all we need to worry
about. Also, Jane, in one of our podcasts, we literally drove the wrong way on a one-way street.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen when I'm here.
Yeah, it won't. But
it can be really
dangerous. It kind of did just then.
Kind of
halfway.
It halfway did it, but also, if you think about it, it halfway didn't.
I was enamored. That's the glass half full right
there.
Yeah,
there you go. Glass half full.
I was enamored by that little taqueria place.
Oh, is there a taqueria there?
Yeah, so it's like, you know when there's a restaurant in a residential area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rare for LA, and I love it.
We're right by Super King.
Oh, I love Super King. A great place to get
Mexican groceries.
It's really good for parties. Yeah. Like, if you need lots of beer and chips, go to Super King.
Also, Las Candiles, this is a drag show bar.
I want to go there.
Los Candiles.
Are they open?
Nightclub floor show. The floor show is like...
We just went to Staples to take back the wrong size packaging for books that I have to mail out to people.
Mailers.
Mailers, yeah.
You sent them one to Norman Mailers?
That was wrong. And then the next one is these really cute jeans from Levi's that are supposed to be low jeans. Yeah. I guess those are coming back
low
or something. Rise.
Right, the Britney Spears look.
And then, maybe you can go around here and then just park right there.
Yeah.
What's this?
But then you have to go all the way around.
Oh, this is Sotomayor Learning Center.
What? Is this Irving? Is this Irving Junior High? No.
This is some brutalist architecture for a school.
Yeah,
these kids march to school. They're like, we will toil in the classroom.
I don't know what this is. It's a arts and science magnet. Ooh, it's for smarty pants.
Smarty pants kids. Point Smarty, Dexter.
They don't Smarty need things to look good. They're smart no matter what, you know.
I went to public school in Pittsburgh, and we had a thing called GOAL, G-O-A-L. That was like for the smart kids. Did you guys have a smart kid thing?
I was in TASK, teaching academically skilled kids.
Ooh. Teaching academically skilled kids.
What's yours called?
GOAL. It was like generating. No, I wasn't
original.
In it. I didn't make it. In it. I didn't make it.
The one here is called GATE.
Yes, I
Gifted
remember.
Gifted and talented.
Oh, GATE.
So, low-rise jeans haven't been popular for like 20 years, except for what John's wearing right now.
These are literally called baggy dads.
Baggy dads, and they're supposed to sit really low on your hip, and I need a different size because I haven't bought this kind of jean in so long that I didn't know what size I am. And I know what size I am up here in the
highways. These are like part sweats, part jeans.
Where are those from?
These are Oliver Spencer, which is a London place that I went to when we were in London. I just bought all of their
clothes. I love it. Because really, you're never going to get that over
men's
here.
Men's clothing, they just care about how it looks in England. They don't do it here. Looks like everyone looks like shit.
He's not talking
God
about
damn it.
You. He is.
He is not talking. So, yeah. So you can both get animals here and have someone else wrap
your shit
up. I'm
going to get some animals here. What did you need the tarantulas for?
Pets.
How many did you get?
I got two because the first one died.
Wow.
Then I got another
right
one.
With you guys. Give me a second.
Oh, sure. No, I got three because the first one died. And then I got the same kind again, but it was terrestrial, like a ground one, and it like buried itself.
You guys have a QR code?
I do.
Let me go to that system.
I'm going to try to make sure you get that tied.
Hoka. Hocus pocus.
Look how easy this is. I mean, this is incredible.
Grab one of the, you know what? No.
Do you guys sponsor podcasts by any chance?
We do what?
FedEx?
Yeah.
We
should get FedEx to sponsor a podcast.
Yeah. Why not? Staples. Yeah.
Yeah, Staples.
Staples Center. We get free ticks.
Del Taco would be a good one. Del Taco.
Yeah.
Hey, do you value? There will be somebody. Somebody locally would be so funny. Who would be the best local sponsor, like The Oaks?
Fresh Brothers.
Fresh Brothers. Fresh Brothers.
And like all we want from them.
Property Brothers.
Is.
Thanks for your help.
Oh, like Dia and Ray, the realtors?
Right.
None of them. I think they're retired now. So you did have
to He made it in the package.
Kurt and Courtney, the realtors.
Oh, they're no more.
They're no more? Really?
Same with Dia and Ray, right?
They're dead?
No, I think their company is no more.
Good for them.
Because I think something happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A death?
No,
something.
You guys have a great one.
You too.
You too.
Take care.
Oh my God, this is so great.
You guys had, that was how I really say take care to people. Take care.
Like, by the way, this is the very first military episode we've done with an agenda.
Really?
For the most part, it's just like, hey, I could go for a coffee, and then we just stop at some random coffee.
All right, here's a secret. I, too, am an audio producer.
Yeah.
So I think about these things, you know?
Yeah, you know what's going to make good tape, baby. You know what's going to make good tape.
Sometimes.
So we just got candy.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
They have Reese's Pieces. That's really the only candy I like.
Oh, we have Skittles lollipops,
I don't actually like candy, though. That's the problem. I like Reese's Pieces. That's it.
Okay.
Because they are really, really good.
Do you like sweets?
No.
Like,
no. Well,
Like cake?
No, cake definitely not.
Guys, we're 40 minutes into the podcast.
And it feels like
100. And we have done two of essential LA mom Jane Marie's.
Do you know, this would have added 40 minutes to my day if you weren't doing it. And this is three birds, one stone.
We've done more in 40 minutes than Harry Walliner does all day.
We got to do one more errand to make it three. Act three. Act one.
All right.
Staples. Jane Marie needed to go back to Staples. Act two. How's Ira Glass? Is he cool? You cool with him?
Uh-huh.
We can edit all of this out.
No, I love him very much. I might see him next week, hopefully.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
He's hosting The Daily Show.
He's a dear man.
Good. Yes. Yeah, cool.
He's a dear man. I could tell you all kinds of stories, but why?
Tell me stories about you two. You guys, you're in comedy, but you're not a comedian.
I'm funnier than most comedians.
Yes, that's what I'm...
Jane is funnier than most comedians, but she has chosen a different path.
A noble path.
Because she's also smarter than comedians.
No, it's just because I know Pro Tools.
Right.
Literally, I got my first job at This American Life. My first job out of college. Mm-hmm. I was old, though, for college, because I dropped out of high school. It took me forever to get a college degree.
Okay.
So I was a couple years older than your average undergrad graduating, and I knew Pro Tools, and I got an internship, and then I just never left.
Is that right?
Yeah,
wow.
For, like, 10 years.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I left for, like, 6 months, and Ira was like, what do you want to do, kid? And I was like, I don't know. This, and he was like, well, we're not hiring, and do you want me to, like, put in a good word for you in D.C.? And I was like, I'm not moving to Washington, D.C. What are you talking about? I'm going to bartend until you need somebody. And then that's what I did. I bartended, and I worked a little bit freelance stuff for the radio station just to keep my face in there, you know, just to have a reason to go by WBEZ Chicago, This American Life.
Yeah.
And yeah, I stayed for a long time, and then I decided to get into writing for the blogs, not books. I mean, book writing is for the birds. Oh, mom phone.
Uh-oh, what do you got to call? Okay, this is another...
It's a scam risk.
Oh, it's 11111 calling.
Yep, I don't want to talk to them right now.
Scam risk is a good friend of mine.
That's like your online pharmacy calling me.
Yeah. Okay, so This American Life...
Yeah, so I started writing, and then I left This American Life.
I'm sorry, you started writing This American Life pieces?
No, I wrote script and stuff forever. Well, so this is actually a funny part of the story. When I quit This American Life, I moved on to, like, full-time blogging for The Hairpin and then Jezebel and blah, 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 blah. And I'm, like, talking to Ira right before I moved, and he was like, so, I just gotta ask you, like, when did you decide you could write? And I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
I have been writing dummy script for you for a decade. What?
Yeah. Right.
That's not the best way to phrase that question.
Yeah.
It was, oh, there's Super King. We go left.
He phrased it, when did you decide?
You could write.
You could write.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's saying, like, when did you get confident enough to...
To quit this perfect job.
Put it out there.
Yeah, to take off
something?
These golden handcuffs.
Right. Oh, I get it. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah.
But at that time, we were still a nonprofit organization, so it wasn't...
Right.
They were, like, silver.
Yeah.
925 stamped sterling.
Right,
handcuffs.
Right.
Still good handcuffs.
Yeah, you don't want those copper handcuffs, because then
they get green on your skin.
Yeah, exactly. They turn your skin all icky.
And then you look like a fucking alien, right, John?
That or Hulk or...
Green skin?
Hulk. Gang green guy?
Yeah.
None of these are desirable.
Marvin the Martian? Or no, he's black.
Where are you going, John?
My plan was this.
What's the next errand?
What was your plan? This?
What?
Just stand for
Is there another errand? I was going to stay on this till Glendale and turn left there.
No, there's no other errand right now. Like I said, I forgot to bring my Goodwill stuff to drop off.
Right.
So we're good for right now. You could, you know, if you consider helping me pack up my house.
Sure.
Turning left.
John's more than available. I have to pick up my kid at 3:30.
Oh, okay.
I got to pick up my dog. Jane, every episode we asked... This of some guest.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite drive in Los Angeles?
My favorite drive in Los Angeles is anytime I have to go to, Simi Valley.
Right.
You know, up and over,
like the far northwest valley.
Those hills where you're like, there's horses in here somewhere, you know? I like the horse places a
horses
lot.
And porn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes at the same time.
Yeah, they have those horse porns.
Romantics. We're right back
So you
back
like
here.
Driving up the 5?
I do. Well, yeah, the 5 or the 134 to the whatever, to 405, whatever they are up there. But I like that drive, and I look around, and I go, what a majestic landscape.
Yes.
And then I go to myself, I think, okay, is this what Steinbeck was picturing? And then I remember that's Sacramento. And then I go...
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, that's why it's so gray down here. It was supposed to be green, like in all of his books, it's described as much greener than this area. So I think of Steinbeck first. Then I think, who stopped here? There's an ocean right over there, guys.
Right.
You could probably see it from the top of the hill.
Right.
Why did you stop?
And they knew it was here.
Why did you stop in, like, Valencia or whatever?
Well, why do they build downtown L.A.? They started L.A., like, at downtown, which is on the east side.
That was the river.
Oh, the river
used to be functional.
Right.
And there was ports and stuff.
You want to know another fun fact about the road we're about to turn onto?
Yes.
It used to be a highway.
Right. Route 66.
And some people can
Glendale
still
Boulevard
pretend
was a
it
highway?
Is. Yeah, some people still pretend it is a highway. All the way Hyperion, all of that is a highway. Former highway.
Yeah.
Retired highway.
The old time highway.
This isn't what I want to turn.
No, this is wrong.
The next one. It splits.
We're going to go by my office.
Ooh.
Yep.
And wave at it.
I was watching YouTube. I saw YouTube just driving through L.A. in 1940.
Mm.
And there was just, it was all farms. It was like house, 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 and then just like Arkansas.
But that place amazing. Right there was there.
That place was there. The
Forest Lawn.
The cemetery?
Yeah, you know, people, it was one of the most popular wedding destinations. This is where you want to go left.
Yeah, you get married in a cemetery, so you can be like,
seriously?
This is where I'll get buried, too. Just
Till death do we part, and then you blow
your brains out, and then you're, it's
no,
easy.
Wait, shoot the other one first, and then it's a murder-suicide kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a good way to get a good plot.
No, but really, I want to look at it. Well, whatever. I'll look it up later. But I know that there's, like, more than one chapel up there, and people really did get married there all the time. And I don't know what happened in culture for people to go, you know what?
Let's get married at a funeral.
Let's not get married.
Where people get married.
I mean, it's pretty goth.
Famous
Maybe
people.
It got more goth.
I gotta look it up. Ugh.
My friend Jeff Fox threw a...
Worthy? Jeff Fox Worthy?
Is he worthy?
He is worthy of your friendship.
Does he know why
he threw a fun tiki art show up there about 8 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Yes. It's a beautiful space.
Do you know there's a museum there?
I do.
What's it a museum of?
It changes all the time.
Dead stars.
I think that the standard one is like automotives or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's
and
right.
Then, but then sometimes it's like other things pop in.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Automotive
Ronald
Museum.
Ronald Effin Reagan got married at the cemetery.
At that cemetery,
guys?
Right there?
Yes.
Figures. Holy fuck.
No wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to get married at the cemetery. Is that him? Is that good?
That's pretty good.
Well?
Ronald, do you like jelly beans?
Look at this thing they're sitting on. A wishing chair? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, he ate jelly beans, right? Ronald Reagan.
That's all he was known for.
Oh, I like those, too.
Do you like jelly beans?
I do like jelly beans, actually. Those are another holiday candy.
Similar in size to a Reese's Pieces. I think it's we're getting somewhere.
These jelly bellies are
too
scary.
No, because I like
they're
candy
too much.
Canes.
Okay.
Peeps.
So now there's a lot of candy you like.
It's just holiday candy.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
want candy anytime. It's not for any time.
What about Reese's?
And Reese's Pieces are only for the movie theater.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever put Reese's Pieces or M&M's in your popcorn? Are you that kind of person?
What? No. But I do dunk my popcorn in orange juice.
Orange juice?
Yeah. It's really good.
Are you serious?
Show your kids.
I love that you're like, what? No. But I do dunk my popcorn in orange juice.
Doesn't that make it just slimy popcorn pieces?
A little bit, but it's like this tangy, sweet... Salty.
Do you do it like you put a handful of popcorn in your mouth and then take a sip of orange juice?
No, that doesn't. It's not the same
around.
Thing. No, you have to dunk them one by one.
Oh, okay.
Into the orange juice. This is somebody out there listening is like, yeah.
Listeners, press one if she's doing it right. Press two if the Johns are weirded out.
Sounds like Allison Williams eating cereal.
Tweet at us.
Tweet at me, C Jane Marie. It's SEE, like C Jane Run. C Jane Marie, and tell me that you do this too because I know I'm not the only person. It's kind of like dunking your fries in a Frosty.
Right.
It's like that, right, everyone? Doesn't everyone get orange juice at the movie theater?
Orange juice at the movie theater. Oh, so you're talking about orange. I thought you were saying like orange soda, but
no,
you're talking
juice.
About orange juice at the theater.
They sell
no, this
juice
is not
the
a
theater?
Thing that...
For kids.
I think the losing the crunch of popcorn, like soggy popcorn. That's just, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, well, you're speaking for yourself.
Yeah, well, that's me, and that's my truth.
We gotta keep open minds on this podcast, John. We gotta come in here willing to change.
What if Ronald Reagan was like, these jelly bellies are too, who invented these? He gets scared, he's like, did the commies invent the jelly bellies are too much? They offer a snot.
How old is your audience?
14, Harry? 15.
Harry's like 35 or something.
I don't think they would know that voice.
Yeah, Harry.
He was doing a Ronald Reagan impression all the youths.
You have to watch Johnny Carson.
I have a question. Is it low-key goated when jewels are the vibe? When vapes are the vibe? It is?
Are you jeweling? You want a jewel?
Just one. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You're low-key goaded. You're high-key goaded when podcasting is the
point. I just didn't understand any of the words in that sentence, but now I know
what
it was.
John taught me.
You know what goaded is, right?
I do not know.
It's a greatest of all time. So, you know, LeBron James, Michael Jordan.
I've never heard goated.
You're the goat.
No, the goated is about the situation you're in or the thing you're doing. Like, it's goated.
Gotcha. Oh, this is a goated situation when hanging out with my friends is the vibe.
Gotcha.
Low-key or high-key, you know?
Low-key goated.
You know what that means.
I mean, I can deduce.
Yeah.
High-key means you're out and about. You're doing it. And low-key means you're in. You're hanging out.
So I hang out with the kid back here. He teaches me all the new slang.
John, tell me about you, Tall John.
Me?
We don't know each other.
At all.
But it feels like we do. It feels like we've known each other forever.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the vibe of two Johns. That's why driving brings people together. It makes you feel connected.
It's almost three Johns, because mine is the feminine form of John, my name.
Two Johns, Jane, and a pizza place.
Also, if I'm dating a Frenchman, it's Jean.
Are you dating a Frenchman?
No, just when I do, I'm saying.
Right.
Whenever I happen to be.
Sure, and you're not the first person we've had on this podcast that I do not know, but you are the first that, like, right away, it's like, oh, I get this dynamic.
You and me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The three of us.
I think we should all be friends in real life.
No, I think we should. Let's have dinner.
Yeah. Okay, you guys just have to envelop me into your friendship, and we're there.
Let's
to a place where that's rad.
I'll be friends with you after moving you move, so we don't have to help.
You're staying in town?
Yeah.
Great.
With a great place for dinners.
Cool.
And walking distance to great dinners, and I'm not going to say anything else until this is turned off.
But, right.
We're going to get together, okay? Wait, what's your story? Where are you from?
I grew up in Palm Springs, California.
You people that have children there?
Yeah.
Don't they burn their feet on the sidewalks? Jeez.
My mom also born and raised there.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that is news to me. I did not know.
Truly.
Sure you did.
No.
You know,
it's like a vacation spot.
Alia Shawkat is from Palm Desert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Joshua Hami from Queens of the Stone Age, of course.
Yep. He's from Palm Springs?
Okay.
Palm Desert.
Anyone from Diamond Bar? Or no, that's in the valley, right?
Diamond Bar is more like Corona, I think.
Okay.
So Orange you didn't County. Go far. Why didn't you go very far? What's up with you?
Well,
like
I wanted
them?
To
you
be
like
a writer.
Your family?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you want to be a writer. So you moved here.
Yes. Mm. So that's why I didn't go far. I could have tried New York, I guess, but there was more.
You wanted like TV writing it by. Okay. See, here's the thing. I can't make up stuff. I'm very bad at fiction. Or I would like to write TV, but I write nonfiction, and that's all I can do. I get too nervous.
I bet you could do it if you wanted to. It seems like you have a
Everybody says that. Everybody says that. I can't even get started. Like, I can't even start a word.
Go.
I can't do dialogue, especially.
I get that, because I've tried to write a movie a few times, and I always get bored by act two. So I get what you're saying. So maybe it's just TV's a smaller bite, so it's easier for me.
Well, maybe you could be like, what's a story I would like to do? Oh, that would
this
be cool.
This is the
with
other
that.
Advice I've gotten. They're like, just take stuff from your real life. And it's like I get.
No.
It's like the only place I get like severe stage fright.
Right.
Is when I have to sit down in front of a document and try to make something up.
Right. Right.
Like I just go like.
But can't
blank,
you just be
just
like
blank.
In the land of the fairy people?
This is exactly what I did
you know
in
what
school.
I mean? Just start it with
school,
like in the
go,
land
oh,
of
there
the.
There once was a princess that blah 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 blah, and then
that's
I would,
what I'm saying.
But I would. It didn't make any sense.
Right.
And it wasn't funny. It was worthless.
But then you have another character go in and go, I think that story's not good, he said. I think it's not funny.
Well, I wasn't that
she said.
Clever.
And then they're talking about a children's book. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it's about a children's book writer.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Breaking the fifth one. We're in the fourth dimension with breaking stuff.
But everyone says this sort of thing. Like drama writers say that they couldn't write comedy and vice versa.
Do you notice I'm not telling everyone they can write nonfiction? Did you notice that? How I'm not doing that?
I was waiting for you to tell me I could.
You can't.
I could.
Damn it.
I could write some. I could write some nonfiction. I could be like.
I doubt it.
I could write. You doubt it? Wow! Don't doubt. Hey, what?
I'm gonna write a 5-page.
Before you know it.
Well, when comedians write nonfiction, they're always embellishing.
Right. They're right. Liars.
They're liars.
Well, otherwise it sucks. That would make it hilarious, bro.
I think real things are hilarious.
No, real. There's nothing funnier than real life.
Why did that Hyundai look like it was? Oh, and there's another Hyundai. Oh, sorry. I've just yelled while you're turning.
I thought I was gonna die.
Mel Brooks once said, "Comedy is when I hurt my. Tragedy is when I hurt my finger. Comedy is when I see you fall down a sewer grate." Oh boy.
That is funny though.
Very funny.
I love watching adults fall down, but there is an age cutoff.
There's an age cutoff. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so funny
that.
Up to a point. Oh, man. That's the funniest thing that can happen.
If you fall down.
I mean, that's why Jackass is funny.
If you fall down as an adult and people point and laugh, you're still young.
Do you remember how much you fell down as a kid?
Oh, all the time.
Like, at least once a day, you would fall down.
Not only did I fall down, I fell down go boom.
Yeah.
I was falling down going boom like 4 or 5 times a day, man.
Yeah, and bleeding from it and crying. Yeah. And, like, it was a whole thing.
So many scabs.
It happened every day. And why did we fall down so much?
Who knows? Like, I asked my 5-year-old, like, she has, like, bruise on her shin.
Yeah,
I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I don't know. And then she said, I'm just adventurous.
It's because when you're a kid, you're also like, I'm going to take this sand and a handful of sand and eat this and see what happens. And then you're like, no. So you're doing a million things.
My kid always relates it to the wrong thing. She'll be like, a bruise on her knee. And she'll be like, well, it was on the monkey bars.
Right.
You know? And I'm like, that's not what... Wait, what?
Right.
I was
you're
on
doing
a slide.
Something, yes.
You're, okay, what were you doing on the slide?
Yes.
Were you treating the slide like it goes up?
A normal
like you go,
way? Yeah.
As adults, we can all agree, like, a knock to the shin is very painful.
Really painful.
Ouch. Kids don't seem to care.
No, they're bendy. They're smushy.
No, these kids today, they're...
Kids today?
Kids today. This Generation A, Alpha, right?
Uh-huh.
Guy crossing.
I like them actually. I like them better than everybody else.
Wait,
I
you like Generation Alpha?
I love the kids right
what's
now.
What's their deal? What's the
they
vibe of the kids?
They don't.
You mean like
care.
Teens? Teens?
Yeah,
or?
Like preteens.
Yeah.
Like my daughter's age. They just like don't care. They don't care. Bonk. They don't care. They don't care about like being trendy or like
that's great.
You know, like
right.
They're you can like whatever you want to like for music and they don't care and you can do your hair however you want and they don't care.
Right.
Like they just do not give a shit. And I appreciate it so much. You're going left.
That is fantastic. I was gonna go one more
that's
and then
good.
Go
okay,
back.
Okay.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Just because we have a little bit of
okay.
Maybe they were opened up by the
Gen X.
I mean, they're so defined by the pandemic.
I like to say it's Gen X because that's me.
Right. We're Gen
X. It makes sense that Gen X parents would be, not to toot my own horn, cooler parents than, like, we're the greatest generation since the greatest generation.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. I think
and
we should
also,
start calling ourselves the greatest.
We also know what's actually
generation.
Important.
Yes.
Like, what's actually important is getting your needs met. There's my child.
Which one?
Oh, wow.
Right there in the blue shirt. Picking up a ball. Picking up a ball.
She's playing ball.
She's going to be so pissed that I'm back at 3 because I told her 4.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She's... I got to go find something to do for an hour. Because she's got to hang out, you know, with her friends.
Yeah they might have plans at 3:30. Fight.
The other thing is, like...
In the schoolyard?
I would get in so much trouble as a kid.
Sorry.
With boomer parents. You know, I'd get in trouble for, like, enticing boys and stuff. Like, at that
Wait,
age.
What is enticing boys?
Oh, just being alive.
Okay, gotcha,
yeah,
gotcha.
And
you get
girl.
In trouble for it?
Oh, all the time. And
Good
yeah,
God.
Yeah, and she...
That's horrible.
I don't get her in trouble for it. So, like, she, like, has a special crush, and they know about it, and they know about each other, and they don't act weird.
Wow.
And they don't...
Oh, that's good. I get it.
You
yeah,
know what
yeah.
I mean? They don't... There's nothing weird about it. It's like... I guess he's cute. I don't know. Whatever. And then we don't talk about it, and it's not... Like, it was the center of my life.
Oh, yeah.
From, like, 10 years old until, like...
Oh, my God,
yesterday.
Yeah. I went to...
With my parents, I mean.
I went to
dad.
Catholic school for 1 year, and there were, like, no girls. And then I went to public school, and there was a girl... That I just sat on the first day of school, I sat in class and stared at her until she cried.
Oh,
so I was just like, I've never seen someone this beautiful. I just get to stare at this person, right? And I've never seen someone so tan, and wow, this is a beautiful, I'm just gonna, and she started crying, and the teacher had to be like, John, you have to stop looking at her.
Jeez.
I was like, oh, wow, no, I understand.
You
understand. You can't do that, right?
Our chit chat.
The teacher did not handle that properly.
No.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. It was a teachable moment that...
That got untaught.
No teaching.
Yeah. No teaching happened.
That's insane.
Yeah. No, I like these Gen Alphicas, though. They also, like... Yeah, they like dorky stuff. Like, mm-hmm. they like yacht rock, genuinely.
Oh, that's good.
Like, that stuff. You still have to make fun of them about it, but
right.
you know, but they don't care when you're making fun of them. They just don't care. They like just
it's cool
give
to see
two shits.
What old stuff they get into.
What about phones? She's 10. She doesn't have one.
No, she has one at home because her dad lives in New York, so okay. she has one at home to talk to him. Okay. But it doesn't go around the world with her.
Right.
And she doesn't care.
Right. That's great.
A couple of her friends have Apple Watches, and they'll play with it together for like 5 minutes, and then it's over.
Right. I mean.
Right.
Or yeah. she'll go to a friend's house who's, like, allowed to look at TikTok. But I don't care. Like, what am I going to do? Change everybody else's rules? No.
Right, yeah.
Right.
But she's not obsessed with
oh, yeah.
her screen. And I let her have as much screen time as she wants.
Right.
Wow.
She's never had a restriction on screen time.
And she doesn't abuse it.
She's self-regulated.
I think there's something to that.
She's really good
yeah.
at self-regulating.
Because she is a good mom.
Well.
Secure connection.
Part of it. That's the thing. It's a secure connection. I think so. I mean, she's the most confident person I've ever, and resilient person I've ever met.
I don't know
anybody like her. Like, she's just, she had a performance the other day at school, and I was like, are you nervous? And she was like, I don't get nervous. And like, laughed at me.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that's right. You're you. I'm not me. You're not this person.
Yeah, you're a different
person. You're a different person than me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and if you were to say you can only have 1 hour of screen time a day,
then
she would sneak around. Yeah.
And, no, I have some arbitrary rules just to, like, limit the conflict.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have some, like, you can't get another ear piercing until you're 12, whatever, even though I gave you ones when you were one and you didn't have a choice the first time around.
Right,
but
okay.
I'm still in charge of your ears.
Yes,
right.
I don't know why. It's not, but we don't talk about it, you know? Like,
right.
it's off the table. That is just one of mom's rules.
I'm right. right. a little bit with sugar with my kids.
Oh, sugar is fine.
That's what I say.
You know what? Okay, my dad's a dentist, so I'll tell you something. As much sugar as they want at mealtime.
Right.
Just not in between meals.
And does not gummies dentists say, too?
Yeah, not gummies.
When they're little.
In between meals, because what happens is, okay, here's a lesson, everybody. The enzymes in your mouth and the bacteria and stuff clean out most of the stuff that gets put on it during a meal by the next meal. So your teeth are repairing themselves in those hours. But if you're constantly putting sugar on them, they never get a chance to heal themselves.
Interesting.
So mm-hmm. you do need that like 3 or 4 hour stretch
yeah.
of no sugar.
Well, for me,
your teeth healthy.
It was like...
Look at my teeth. You can't see this on the podcast.
You got right?
But
great
they're healthy.
Teeth.
Thank you. I have one cavity.
They're very nicely white, too, but
Thank
they're not
you.
Over white. I need to start. Mine are getting too yellow.
The Crest white strips are the best ones.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm using
just
them.
Just the regular old Crest
Dentist
white strips.
Dentist approved?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
else were we talking about?
We were talking about...
Letting kids do whatever.
Sugar. Yeah, let kids do whatever. Sugar. Generation Alpha.
Just have good food in the house.
We do,
yeah.
and but I let them have Captain Crunch once in a while.
Oh,
because
yeah. We have sugar
when
soda.
I went to college, I ate Captain Crunch every day because we never had any of that stuff at home.
Yeah,
so
we
it was
have
just
a
like,
mix. We have like some junky cereal, sugar cereal, we call it, or some
yeah.
Cheerios.
My parents, we had all... like lesson making cereal. Like it was just the, like one time we got Cracklin' Oat Bran and my mom was like, I don't know about this. And that's like the most least sugar cereal ever. Like
yeah,
but I was glad after a while that we didn't have it. What's that?
Cracklin's a little dangerous.
Cracklin', yeah. Cracklin' kills.
I like the oat bran part, but
Cracklin' Oat Bran. But we had Frosted Flakes once in a while, but they were very strict about that.
Mm.
Like, no sugar cereals. Very
They're
Catholic.
They're so... I don't have time for that shit.
But you know what I did instead? I kept all my boogers. I would pick my nose at night and put all my boogers on a baseball card.
No!
To the point where there was like half an inch of boogers, and then I'd be
Gross.
Like, throw it away.
Gross.
Holy shit.
So that's what I had to let go because I had the sugar restriction. So I was just like, I'm gonna pick my nose.
Why did you want to keep them though?
I was a disgusting, gross kid. I wanted to keep my boogers. And I never looked at it. It was just a place to wipe my... Because I was picking my
It was
my
just
nose.
Your secret. Your secret.
So gross.
Oh, that is so gross.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did that.
Booger keeper. Not even a hoarder. A booger hoarder.
Gross.
How does that manifest itself in my adult life?
That makes me gag. I don't really like it at all. It's really gross. I don't like it.
Pretty gross.
Your mom probably found one once.
Yeah. She found some gross shit, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, all moms of two boys, you have... Just the one sibling, correct?
Two brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I found a lot of gross shit.
I wanted a boy until the day I found out she was a girl, and then I was like, phew! And it just came over me instantly. I didn't know I was going to have that reaction, but I was like, oh, this is way less gross. Like, that's the feeling I had, is I'm going to just do less cleaning.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, you know, run into gross stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Less gross, less violent.
Less violent, shorter showers.
Shorter showers,
like
yeah.
all of that stuff.
Yeah, and they're less naturally odorous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's been great.
Yeah.
Having a daughter.
Girls rule.
I love it.
Yeah. Girls rule. Boys drool.
They do.
And that's our show today, folks.
Guys, that's our show. Thank you so much to Jane Marie.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome.
Buy her book. Buy her books. Yes. Copies of her book.
She'll mail them to you in the right
selling
size
the dream.
Envelope.
Selling the Dream.
Selling the Dream. Buy that. Listen to Dear Jane Marie or watch it because it's like both. Now it's a podcast for the modern age.
Nice. Listen to John D's episode.
Yeah.
We covered Taylor Swift.
Oh, it was fun.
Talk about Tay.
And
where can they buy your book? Where can
everywhere.
Harry Wallner buy your book? Everywhere?
Everywhere.
That's
and
great.
It can also be downloaded everywhere as an audiobook.
Love
and it,
it
comes out March 12th, 2024, depending on when you're listening to this. It's either
so
out
tomorrow.
Or not.
Cool. Yeah.
Today.
Great.
That's what I'm doing. And then I'm also looking for a lot of money. Mm-hmm. If anyone has a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean a lot. Like, not just a little bit. You
yeah.
know, I want a lot of money.
And that's
me.
It.
And that's it.
Just some cash?
Yeah, just straight up cash.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's put it together,
not for
John.
A project, just for you.
Just for me. I want to get bankrolled.
Just spend.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
spend.
But I don't want to have to, like, spend time with someone to get it.
No. You just want the money.
If your money is bothering you.
Right.
You can offload it.
Well, if one of the Koch brothers is listening, we could use, you know, 5-6 milli.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. You know what they say? More money, more problems. More money, more problems. We're just trying to take some of your problems away.
Just
some
a
stress.
Few. Just a few.
So you can live a better, chiller life. So chill.
I got diagnosed with burnout, like, officially. That's why I had a psychiatry appointment today.
How do they diagnose that?
It's not in the DSM yet, but it's almost there. It's, like, going to be there soon.
Wow.
And it's,
wow.
like, when you're working way too hard for not enough money.
Oh, that's
so
a
like
lot of people.
So
yeah.
money's part of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Reward, you know, like, you're sweating every day, and you're trying,
right.
and there's nothing.
There's probably a lot of people, especially doing something that they don't love for the money, and it's not enough money.
And my problem is I do love my work,
right?
But it still doesn't pay me.
Right.
And so then I'm like, well, maybe if I'm the best at it, then it'll pay me. And
right.
I'm as close as I'm ever going to get at this point, because I'm just going to get old and lose my faculties. But I'm right now, I'm... Like this, if I could be the best, it would be right now. So if I'm 10th best, fine. Anyway, still doesn't pay. The only thing that pays is like being John Daly here. If you're like if you want to be on camera,
right?
It doesn't pay.
If you play the
what
sex.
Pays you? What do you get paid to do?
Act, but
yeah, but that's being on camera.
I'm not rich, so.
Do you feel like you make enough money?
No.
No.
I feel fine, you know.
You feel fine. See, that's the thing.
I feel fine. I feel okay.
I don't feel okay. I feel precarious. I feel a precarity constantly.
I mean, I do too. I never know if it's all going to happen. Like,
oh, God, yeah. Ugh.
You know?
Well, I'm going on The Daily Show next week. Maybe that'll pay me.
I mean,
it
that's
won't.
Huge.
I mean, that's huge. You will get some
do you know
book
who's
sales.
Hosting? Or?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, but that's the same night as my book comes out. So, you know, I probably won't remember it.
Right.
Party
because it'll just be
right.
like right oh nice
it's party time that night.
How long are you in New York?
3 or 4 days.
Cool.
All the morning shows turn me down.
What? The Daily Show's fucking that's great.
I'm
fuck
really
it.
Excited about it. All right, I gotta go.
Okay, will you produce our podcast?
I'm gonna try to. You
okay.
know what?
Don't
there's no
put
money
on the
in
spot.
It. There's no money.
No, it's fine. We just want to
I want to
partner. I want to be able to say
I want to.
Okay. Yeah.
But let me talk about it off.
If there's
mic.
Any assistance,
yes.
like,
yeah, we're talking to Acast about doing some stuff.
Okay. Cool.
Up, so
cool.
I will talk to them. Yeah.
So thank you again.
Thank you
You're
so much.
So welcome. It was my pleasure. And thank you.
Okay.
For running my errands for me.
My pleasure.
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Anytime.
I wish I had that help.
Gotcha.
Nice. Bye, Jane. Thanks.
Are
thank
you.
You.
In the back seat?
I guess I'll go up front. Yeah. it's a whole thing to get him to open the door.
It was really nice.
Yes. All right.
Ooh.